Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N. C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk. We are Faithpreneurs walking by faith and not by sight. Good morning, family. It is the 8th annual Faithpreneur Weekend. Oh my goodness, it has been a weekend. We did our live taping. We did Big Business Fridays with our partners this year of Irie Jam. I want to thank Carmen Wealthpreneur herself for being one of the continued sponsors of the work of this Faithpreneur Weekend experience. But today is the part of the weekend. It's our live Faithpreneur Weekend VIP prayer call. So you're going to see the full show. It's in editing mode. There is so much going on. I'm so excited. My grandmother's birthday is the 17th of August. That's my maternal grandmother. And every year, the celebration happens the closest weekend to her birthday. So if you ever want to know what we're doing with Faithpreneur Weekend, it is always the closest weekend to August 17th. So let me just give you a little history as to where we started. I chose the song this morning to open up in worship, Wait on the Lord. That was Maverick City, and I just love, it's called Wait on You, and it featured Dante Brown and Chandler Moore, Elevation Worship and Maverick City Music. They came together to make that song, and it's from the Old Church Basement. That's the name of the album, if you love the song, Wait on You. And I chose that because the scripture that has been grounding this movement for Destiny Designers University is Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So that has been the grounding scripture for us today. And we're going to have a little fun. We're going to do some live interaction on our Destiny Designers page. And this is going to be our behind the scenes. So those of you that are part of our community is going to be live on the actual DDU page, not the group. And if you are tuning in and on the road and listening in Clubhouse, you are on the conference call line. Everything activated this morning. We just giving God praise everywhere to give him glory for what he has done. 8 is a number of new beginnings. So let's go ahead and just start off with a little bit of music. You know, music is part of what I feel I am, and the DJ for the Lord in Sunday Joy, and her birthday falls when we'll be broadcasting Sunday Joy live on location. So I'm excited about that. It's just so much going on. DJ St. Hodge, we're going to test your mic because he's in the backgrounds with me. You know, between my husband, my producer extraordinaire, and the media architect, you know, they have me covered all the time as we are out here doing this work and making sure we're spreading the good news of the gospel. So we're just going to test and see if this is going to cooperate with us as we do some fun behind the scenes of our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call on our Destiny Designers University site. So my brother, let's just test the mic before I continue this broadcast today. Well, we're going to have to do a little bit more testing because we're... How about I need to just adjust the volume? How about that? Hallelujah. You know, the Faithpreneur TV network. You know, that would work, right? If we adjust the volume. So this is the first time we're doing live. You're getting a glimpse of what we're building with Faithpreneur TV. If you follow Destiny Designers University on Facebook, if you're in Clubhouse and you've been rocking with us since the pandemic, then you are hearing us us there, and all the faithfuls who've been on the conference call line, you are also connected. So we are doing something new and wonderful today, and I just welcome you to our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. So because we are celebrating this eighth weekend experience, I'm going to give you a little history and why the scripture that I shared before is so important to me, because it was the scripture that one of the scriptures that my grandmother loved, my maternal grandmother. And I always say maternal grandmother because my paternal grandmother, I have felt her presence in my life in different ways, but unfortunately, she transitioned when my father turned 13. So I never had a chance to meet her in person, but I've always felt like her praying spirit has been covering me. And as I discover more about my legacy, those of you that know Coco, I think that's where my little Espanol come from, a little Cubana, but that's another story. So yes, when I talk about Faithpreneur Weekend, it is about the foundation of faith that my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, left our family. She would always say, I may not be able to leave you houses and multiple businesses and companies, but what I want to leave you is a mandate that you get to know Jesus, that you find time to create a relationship with the Lord. Because my grandmother's faith was unshakable, unmovable. Whatever God said, she believed, and that was it. There was no buts. There were no well if. There was no maybe. She was resolute in her faith, resolute in what she believed. And that, to me, is the greatest blessing of my life, because the prayers that she prayed are efficacious. They haven't gone anywhere. They're still covering me. They're covering my family. They're covering the future generations, because she sought God's face. She believed with everything in her being that God could not fail, that what he said he would do, because he's not a man that he would lie, and that his word would never return unto him void. So growing up with a strong praying grandmother like that, and then growing up in a ministry from 9 years old with Reverend Mother Cora Parris, who was my pastor that transitioned, those two women have been the cornerstone of my development and understanding what it meant to build relationship with God. So let me just be clear with all of you. God will have a plan for your life, like Jeremiah 29:11 will say, but he's not going to tell you all the details of the plan. What he's going to do is invite you to build relationship with him. And as you build relationship with him, he starts to reveal all of those plans, step by step, what he has purposed you for, what it is that he has called you to do, and how you can show up in the marketplace and be a blessing, be a solution, create your enterprises, your companies, your programs, your products, because he's given it to you to do just that. Your gifts and skills and talents will make room for you. And my grandmother had a dream that I didn't find out about until we were preparing for her services. God extended her days with long life. She lived to 98 years young. That's what I always say. And as we were getting the services together, my aunt told me a story that I never knew. She said that my grandmother actually opened up a business in Jamaica, West Indies. And my grandfather built on the side of the house like a small store, and that she was able to sell items in this store. And, you know, I guess they populated it with maybe some fruits and whatever items she used to create and make. And my grandmother's heart was so big. And some of you may be able to relate to this, and you might have some family members that, hey, Dr. Stacy, that sounds like my people. Well, they would come in the store and they wouldn't have enough money. And they would say, you know, in our cultural dialect, Miss Pearl, me beg you, me take it today, I'm gonna bring you some money next week. And translation, it was layaway, right? They wanted to come, take the product, and then pay her later. And it kept happening over and over again. And my aunt said that my grandfather was like, I'm not a business this. And he shut it down. Basically, he was like, we can't stay in business if you're going to keep giving away product. You're going to keep, you know, just listening to every hard story that comes in. And he shut the business down. I didn't know why entrepreneurship or business ownership was just so much inside of me. I had parents who endeavored to do different ventures. So I think it trickled down to my mom too. My dad, definitely a visionary, somebody who wanted to create what he didn't see. But it really came from the point that I can connect with my grandmother having a desire to build enterprise, to do what the Proverbs 31 woman does. And she didn't have the infrastructure. She didn't have the, not only the knowledge of how to do it, but the support system. But that prayer that she prayed, God is still answering that prayer, and he's answering it through her granddaughter and through her great grands and the grands to come, because we're going to keep alive what it means to stand on faith. And that's what Destiny Designers University has been. It's been this safe covering for the growth and development of faithpreneurs, faith-based entrepreneurs. So this honors the vision of my grandmother. This honors one of the most difficult moments in my life when I had to say goodbye to someone that was part of my everything. Like, I didn't know a day without my grandmother. I was fortunate that I lived in a 3-family home growing up. I was fortunate that from the day I was born, she was there, literally, as she loved to tell the story of what happened in the delivery room. And when you lose someone you love, I tell everybody, you honor them by how you live and how you keep their memory alive, how you choose to be a blessing and remember what they taught you, because you can never get their physical presence back, but their spirit never dies. So I want you to be encouraged that don't despise small beginnings. This was, I had no idea where we'd be in year 8. Let me just say that. How about there was no Faithpreneur weekend? There was no Faithpreneur. It was just a desire to say, I got to honor this woman. I have to listen to what my pastor is teaching. And she used to say, you can't serve two masters. Choose ye this day who you gonna serve. Like, you know, let me just tell the truth. I was in college and I would be able to come home, you know, for church, but I was hanging out on Saturday night and then getting in church on Sunday and falling asleep because I hung out too late. Jason, I'm just telling the truth. You know, you're the Lord, thank God for deliverance, right? Because I couldn't keep going in and out. I had to decide what it was that was most important to me. What was going to be the master over my life? What was going to be the most important thing? Not that you can't hang out, not that you can't have a good time, but where's your focus? What is it that you are truly each and every day seeking, right? And if you put God first, then all things shall be added. And that's what she was teaching me. So when my journey, this journey of a faithpreneur started, it was looking back at two women who modeled what it meant to live a life of faith, what it modeled not just to be hearers of the word, but doers of it, of the word, what it meant to be bold and unapologetic about your faith, not letting other people try to silence you and put you on the mute ministry. It's about how you proclaim the good news of the gospel by how you live. You don't have to knock people upside the head with the Bible. You just need to live each day consistently with the fruits of the Spirit so they would be, interested. Why are they always happy? Why are they always, you know, sharing a good word? It's a choice. It doesn't mean that life is not life-ing, because honey, it is. It doesn't mean that people won't people, because they will. It doesn't mean that the math won't math, because sometimes it won't. What it means is no matter what comes, no matter what you see, you trust that God is with you, guiding you, that he is ordering your steps. And because I knew that, I just knew that God was real. Like, his word is true. It can never return unto him void. You can't explain faith. It's revealed. You have to understand it. You have to understand that when you declare and decree the word of God, that's the most powerful thing that you can do, because the enemy doesn't want you to do that. He doesn't want you to know your authority. He doesn't want you to say Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. It gives you strength. The moment you start to repeat the word of God, your spirit gets strengthened, because we are spirit beings having a human experience. So when we are here on the Faithpreneur, the Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call, we start with gratitude first. Why? Because that level sets where you're coming from, that you're not defaulting to complaint mode, because that's an easy thing to do. You turn on the news, you look at what's happening around you, even in your own home, and you're like, oh my goodness, this is wrong, that's wrong. adjust your words and focus on what you're grateful for. How about the fact that you woke up this morning? Because some people didn't. How about the fact that you have loved ones who care for you? And if you don't have loved ones who care for you, you have a friend that's more than family, that God will put somebody there, something to be a witness. And that's what this call allows us to do, is to witness to one another, because we overcome by our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So people are like, well, even my son asked me years ago when he was a kid, we were driving home and I forgot what event we were coming from. And he said, Mom, do you have to always be so positive? And I was like, okay, where is that coming from? But we had to break it down, because even when they got in trouble or I was upset, I was giving them a lecture and a chastisement all in the same, right? So they grew up hearing both at the same time, because I didn't want to break their spirits. But sometimes, all those who discipline, because all this gentle parenting, I don't know about. But anyway, I digress. So when we are growing in our faith and we come together in this fellowship, it strengthens us because we know that we're not alone. God did not intend for you to do life alone. He puts us in fellowship and in the company of people for a reason. Your houses of worship are there for a reason. COVID showed that, yes, we can still connect through virtual means and use media, but there's nothing like coming together in a house of worship. There's nothing like the saints, two or three, gathered together, lifting up praise, sharing in the word of God. It gives you strength. It fills your spirit so that you can fight another day, that you put on the whole armor, not just a piece of the armor, but you put on the whole armor. And we don't talk enough as believers about what happens throughout the journey. We just talk about the good testimonies, but nobody want to talk about when things are going left or you're having challenges. What do you do? So if you anticipate that the enemy is going to do his job, which is moving, seeking to and fro whom he can devour, then you have to be on the offensive. And what's the offensive? The offensive is that you are doing your praying, your fasting, you are doing your sowing, you are digesting the word each and every day so that you can fight against the wiles of the enemy. Why do you think the word tells us to fight? So I really had a revelation about that. I said, well, if he's saying put on the whole armor and fight the good fight of faith, then that tells you, preview, you're going to have a battle. Something is going to go down. Something is going to try to disturb the fields of your peace. Something is going to try to take you out physically, financially, emotionally, relationally. It's something that the enemy is going to attempt to use to distract you from the promises of God, which live in his word, that are revealed to you when you build relationship with him. Well, that was a good one, Jason. I might have to take that back and rewind. But I am full today with just thinking about the goodness of God, because my grandmother's prayers, Reverend Mother's prayers, all, even my paternal grandmother, Agnes, that's maternal. I'm mixing up both grandmother's names, but she was a praying woman. And here's the other thing, Jason, I don't even know if I told you this about my paternal grandmother. It was the construct of religion that apparently had Grandmother Agnes estranged from her father, because she was learning about God and he was in a different denomination that wasn't allowing her the opportunity to grow her faith. So I'm breaking generational curses on both sides, right? Like this has been an assignment. This mantle is not light, but I said, yes, Lord, yes to your will and to your way. And my grandmother Agnes is my paternal grandmother. My grandmother Pearl is my maternal grandmother. And both of them are up in heaven rejoicing because I answered the call, because I said yes. And when you say yes, be prepared for the warfare. Be prepared for the battle, because I don't know if I heard enough conversation about the preparation or the anticipation of the battle. You hear it, but you don't really hear it. Like, because we go through the word and we talk about it, but we really don't understand what that means. Because if we did, we wouldn't be caught slipping, as the kids would say, right? We would say, oh, okay, I see what you're trying to do. I see your playbook, devil. You can't win. You won't win. So you're trying to trip me up because you think that grief is going to overtake me, that I'm going to stay totally down because God has given a loved one rest. But no, I'm not. I will always love them. I will miss their physical presence. But guess what? You can't use grief over me because I'm going to rejoice for their life. And I'm going to honor their life by how I live. I'm going to create things that bring their memory to life. When I think about Ladrine, one of our Winnie Birch recipients here in our community who had over 20 losses in a space of, I want to say, a year or two. It was just a back to back to back. And it would seem like something that no one could manage. But she ended up creating a grief journal, creating a book with other authors around how to process loss. And God gave her a testimony that she was able to share. It didn't mean that it didn't hurt her to the core. It didn't mean that she, after she wrote the book and had the journal, that, oh, okay, you know, you're not going to lose anybody else. You're done. No. What it meant was she had a framework to help herself get through it and then to share it with other people. And that's what we nurture and build here in Destiny Designers University. The opportunity for you as you build your relationship, as you build what it is you're sharing in the marketplace, it comes from the revelation of who God has called you to be. And that is what we've been doing, honoring what it means to be a person of faith. And there's a difference in being faithful and having faith. Well, I'm going to get into that. That's a whole nother lesson. So let me just finish honoring my grandmother, and then Jason's going to weigh in, and then we're going to have those in Clubhouse who are able to share. Our moderators are there. If you're on the conference call line, I'm going to work on getting you on too. If you're tuning in live on Facebook, hey, Shakira, I thank you for logging in and seeing, because I haven't gone live here on the Destiny Designers page in a while, but welcome and thank you for stopping by. So let me go back to the journey to now, the journey to what we're doing, to how we're taping for a Faithpreneur TV 8th Annual Faithpreneur Weekend, how we have a Faithpreneur Sunday Joy radio show on Irie Jam Radio, how we have created products and programs under Destiny Designers University to support the growth and development of our emerging faithpreneurs, our established faithpreneurs, and our empowered faithpreneurs, how we continue to create space, room, and opportunity to raise the visibility of our faithpreneurs globally. It came from the seed that was planted of faith. And when I read Isaiah 40:31, it's because, I didn't faint. There were a couple of moments where I was like, ooh, Jesus, hold me, Lord. Or standing on water, like, okay, I got to keep my eyes focused on you and not what is around me. And when my grandmother transitioned in 2015, December 15, 2015, that was the start of all of what I was doing coming together in a different way. It was the opportunity for me to finish the first installment in the Action Despite the Distraction book series, the signature book. That was a whole testimony in and of itself when we launched it on August 16th, the eve of her birthday in 2016. 2017, we went ahead and had a legacy dinner because she would have been 100 years old. So we called it her 100th birthday in heaven. And we interviewed Winnie Birch and two of my aunts, and just had a wonderful legacy dinner. We had the next year a opportunity to launch the Faithpreneur Weekend experience at the New York Marriott Marquis. That's a whole testimony in itself, how that happened. Then we went on to the JFK TWA Hotel, the historic landmark hotel. And then COVID hit. And we didn't stop. We said we were going to host the first virtual Faithpreneur Weekend experience. And these experiences were chock full of information, teaching, celebrating those that I honored because of their legacy of faith. And then we continued with this call as a culmination every weekend experience. And then we added Faithpreneur Got Talent the following year. And we did a hybrid. And then we had another opportunity to bring forth hybrid and didn't have any Wi-Fi until the 11th hour and the good Lord came through. And then we produced yet another event. And then we started started transitioning in the last 2 years into the taping and the content for the Faithpreneur TV network as we've been raising funds and as we've been thanking God for those who have sowed a seed to get us where we need to be. And we're continuing that effort so that this network will thrive, grow, give space and opportunity to those who have their products and services. And the first big, what the kids call the big flex on that was the start of the Faithpreneur Sunday Joy radio show on Irie Jam Radio. And that's iriejamradio.com for those who are outside of the New York tri-state area. And it airs on 97.1 FM HD3 in the tri-state area on Sundays, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. So a secular station where we're bringing faith-based information from the Faithpreneur Sunday Joy Show. It is gospel, calypso, gospel reggae, Afrobeats, gospel, all of that. We can have a Holy Ghost party for Jesus, and it's brought such a shift even to all of my disc jockeys who were on air. Some of them playing gospel in their reggae jams and in their calypso moments because they're people of faith too. There's nowhere where God is not. They just operate in the area of influence that God has given them. And we don't need to sit in the judgment seat of what people do or how they do it. We just need to shine the light. And that is what Faithpreneur TV is going to continue to do, is to lift up and create space for others to be seen, to be heard, to be celebrated. You know, collaboration is all in the middle of what we do. So this eighth year is new beginning. So we did things differently this year. We started the taping. You're going to get a sizzle reel of the taping. We're going to air it. We have the footage, some of the footage from what we partnered with Irie Jam on Big Business Fridays, live on location. It was so much fun. And then we're having this today behind the scenes, broadcasting. And then tomorrow we're going to have live the Faithpreneur Sunday Joy Show on location. So make sure you tune into that, because we are revving it all the way up. Faith is taking that step, right? Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. said, faith is taking that first step, even if you don't see the staircase. So if you're not taking a step, if there's no action, then what kind of faith do you have? Where's the demonstration of it? How are you holding on to it? So what we are celebrating this weekend, as my grandmother's birthday being tomorrow, and shout out to all of the birthdays in this month. My baby, my second born prince, his birthday was the 11th, and so many of my friends and family born in this month. But happy birthday too if you're celebrating birthdays. Praying for those of you who had recent bereavement and loss. I did get some phone calls about some transitions, and my heart goes out to you, and may you continue to just honor their lives by how you live. So that is what I'm praying for you. And also for those who are going back to school, kids are starting in certain states now. Some started last week here in the New York tri-state area. I don't think they go back until after Labor Day. But as they're preparing, we just pray for covering, because I don't know what's going on in the school. So I pray for the teachers, the administration, all the support staff, for the kids themselves. I pray for this country and the decision makers, that we don't put communities in harm's way, and that we pray for those who are advocating for real justice across the country, because it's not about party. It's about a democracy that is being challenged, and that people lost their lives to fight for, that everyone has freedoms, not just some people, but all people. And praying for those of you who might have friends, families, or even yourself that are dealing with mental health challenges, that you don't stay suffering in silence. The enemy wants to isolate you, wants to make you think that you can't get through it, that no one can help you. And that's a lie. Get help. Seek help. If it's not from your house of worship, it's from a Christian counselor. Don't feel some stigma that you can't raise your hand and say, I just need help. You might need help for a period of time to process something, to be able to work through what you can't understand, because you're still building up your faith. God will place people in your path to be a blessing to you and to open up dialogues that get you help. Never suffer in silence. Never stay alone. Our community is about community. If you're here, then you're family. You stuck with me. How about that? Until Jesus take me up out of here, we together, and you can't quit me. So welcome to the Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. And Shakira said, faith without works is dead. I keep reminding myself to take the steps. Exactly. That is what we're talking about. That is what we're doing. It is a daily confession. And the stronger you get is all predicated on how much time you spend building your faith muscle. So I'm going to pause there, Jason, because, you know, we got to get on the road, bud. I want to be able to encourage everybody that's here. And you've been here with me rocking through this whole since we launched Destiny Designers University in 2014 and before. So, my brother, tell everybody what you're grateful for and what your scripture is today and what your thoughts are about year 8.
Look, I'm grateful for a whole lot of things. Definitely grateful for family, grateful for friends, grateful for friends who have become family, grateful for life. Because you remember back in 2018, that was almost gone. You know, that car accident.
That car accident.
That definitely changed my life in a lot of different ways. And so God showed up, and when I met with the attorney and he said, I've been doing this for over 20 years. And he says, you are lucky. Now, I don't know if he understood the God that I served, but I knew it wasn't luck. But he said that usually people don't end up out of those accidents without either being ejected from the back of the window out of the car or going into the back seat so hard that they snap their neck and then they are dead. Mm. So, you know, I know that I've been blessed to be breathing air right now, all these years later. So that right there, standard, praise God for that. I'm grateful. Another thing is, you know, my tried and true, be anxious for nothing, but with everything through prayer and supplication, let your request be made known unto God. That scripture comes to life every single day because we always have an opportunity to get anxious. But when we slow down enough, and I've experienced this, I've witnessed it, slow down enough to let God take control, let God speak. He will direct your path. He has definitely directed my path, my family's path. And when things happen now, we don't get all flustered. We're like, it's not the end of the world, because we know, look, I could not be here. God saw fit for me to be here. So his plan for me is solid. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. So I am grateful for that. I focus on that. And then I move according to that scripture. I'm like, okay, if I don't need to be anxious, if all things work together for my good, because I love the Lord and I'm called according to his purpose, that means that he knew everything that was going to take place. And there's a lesson, there's a strengthening, there is an encouragement, and there's a witness in the midst of this, and there's a testimony that's going to go out and minister to others. So that has been a tremendous blessing for me.
It is beyond a tremendous blessing. You know, when you take me back to the accident that tried to take out my brother, mm-hmm. I was on the phone like, wait, what? What? Right. Please, I couldn't even like process. I'm like, what? Because all I said, my God, thank you for covering. Like, you could have been dead on the spot.
Straight up.
Right. And the injury and the going back and forth. But you mm-hmm. never went into the hospital for the follow ups with doubt in your mind that you wouldn't have full recovery. Mm-mm. We all stood with you in faith that you would be 100%. And it wasn't easy. Like, people don't know unless you go through it. You know, I think about what we're thanking God in advance for my sister, right? Like that, mm-hmm. that rocked us all. Like, whoa. And you know, my name now is, that's my miracle baby. That's going to be her name forever. And I say it because I want to remind myself of the miracle in the moment, right? Of what God did to cover and save her life so that she could give him the glory. Like, her testimony is going to be so crazy when all this is said and done. Because when you think of all the things that could have happened, just like you said, the doctor was like, we've never seen anybody survive. Like, your neck could have snapped. Mm-hmm. Like, these are the things where I don't understand how people don't know there's a God. Right? I just don't even get it. Like, how can you feel that there's not a God when he brings you through these beyond comprehension moments that you literally could have been dead? When I think about when that piece of metal went through my car, mm-hmm. it was literally inches from going straight through my head. I really thought I was in one of those Final Destination movies. I was like, wait, are there cameras around? Like, what is happening? What? But the enemy's been trying to take me out for so long. I knew he was trying to take you out because, you know, you the George Washington cover of the day, right? That's inside joke. But I thank God for covering each and every one of us who have that kind of testimony. When I think about what my sister will do, you know, what she's already done, but the call on her life, it has to be massive, because this kind of attack just doesn't come just because. And you're like, well, why does it have to happen? You know, can't we just get through things without this happening? Hello, this is a part of life. This is a part of what happens. So you get to strengthen your faith so that no weapon form, you remember that no weapon form will prosper. So I'm going to see if there's someone on the conference line that is ready to say hello this morning. You can star one so we can hear you. All right. I thought we had a caller ready to go there, but we'll come back and check on you in Clubhouse, Carmen Wealthpreneur, and Clubhouse Auntie Dr. Roz. We're going to come to you in a minute. But Jason, I just really thank God for the fact that we can be a witness that God is real. We can be a witness that His word is true, that no matter what you're facing, no matter what you go through, continue to stand in faith. You know, I have someone near and dear to me that has been dealing with cancer diagnosis, going in and out of treatment, withstood some of what doctors told her could or couldn't happen. And I said, this is a faith fight. God brought you out before. He hasn't changed. He's the same God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We are to hold on to your healing, and you cannot engage with people whose faith is not at the level that your faith is. You just can't afford to have those conversations, because seeds of doubt will sabotage your blessing. And healing happens in different stages. Sometimes there's instant healing. Sometimes it's over a period of time. But the moral to the story is healing happens, and healing is still your portion. And God can do all things but fail. So you have to repeat it and say it daily. Bring His word back to Him. By your stripes, I am healed. By your blood, I am cleansed. And you stay on that and you repeat it over and over and over, over and over and over. So it's a part of your daily walk. Just like brushing your teeth, the scripture continues to strengthen you. And, you know, that's another teaching I'm about to go through, because I'm digging into some good word and some enlightenment and revelation that God has given me to be able to share with Faithpreneur. So on your journey, you can be strengthened. So on your journey, when all H-E-double-L is breaking loose, you can be calm and you can have the peace that passes all understanding. You can be troubled on every side, yet not perplexed, because that is what the word is showing you as a roadmap. You can read the letter of the word and it can sound real cute to quote all these scriptures, but you have to live it. And there's a difference between reading, declaring, and decreeing. All right, Jason, I'm excited already. Let me calm down for a minute. Let me see what Carmen, the Wealthpreneur, got to say up in the building. One of our past Faithpreneur Weekend honorees, one of our Faithpreneur Weekend investors, one of our Faithpreneur Weekend instructors, just my sister for life. Carmen, my sister, thank you for being a part of the Faithpreneur Weekend taping on Thursday. We had a ball, and I'm just so excited about what God is doing next. Tell everybody where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for, and what your scripture is for today, and anything you want to share about your journey as a Faithpreneur in this community.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay. It may sound a little loud. I'm actually with my pastor and Congressman Al Breeze at the 4th Annual Slavery Remembrance Day. So I apologize for the noise, but I still had to tap in. This weekend means a lot to me, Dr. Stacy. I remember the first one and the second one and everyone else. It's truly been a blessing, and I just thank God for you and in your yes and your obedience and His word. I love this room. I love this family. I love my Faithpreneurs. I just, Dr. Stacy, you already know that this day I look forward to every day. So I'm just grateful to God for His yes to me, for trusting me and giving me so much faith. Thank you so much. Opportunity. You already know my scripture. You started with it. We share the same a love for a certain scripture, but Isaiah, what is it, 40, 31. But I have another scripture because in this season, God has just been doing some amazing things. And it's not just one scripture that I have all of a sudden talk about, but if y'all are familiar with, and I'm gonna get off of this, I'm gonna talk the Chronicles 4:9, the Jabez prayer. How Jesus winds his territory despite circumstances, and I just thank God despite the circumstances that.
Yeah, they're drowning you out now, sis, but I appreciate you.
I'm sorry, y'all.
No problem. We love you. We understand you are on location, so we'll let you mute out so that you can participate. Give Bishop Dixon my love and tell him to continue on the front lines. We all have to band together to be able to advocate for justice. She is in the belly of the movement right now in Texas about redistricting and the gerrymandering of seats. And this is important because if something passes or happens in one area, it trickles to another. And there's a targeted approach on stifling the representation of those in community. And we should never allow that to happen. That wasn't the tenets of what this country was built on. So as someone who has to lead a nonpartisan organization, I'm always conscious of the fact that not everybody may align on political beliefs, and that's fine. But what we must unite on is the truth. And the truth is freedom is not just for some people, it's for all people, and everyone deserves a right to be represented. So that part I am unapologetic about, and we are all working together in behind the scenes. You know, I was just smiling the other day and I said, wow, look at how you move, God. Look at how the grassroots work that I've been doing for years was setting me up for the national and the global work that I'm doing now. Who knew? God knew. I didn't know that volunteering my time to support local electeds or showing up and doing work in schools was going to connect the dots to some of the other critical work that I'm able to accomplish and to sit in rooms where my advice is being sought or to pray over those who are in positions of power. Like, this is something else. Like, God will blow your mind with the plan that he has for you, but you're going to go through the crushing. Bishop Jake's book, he has a million and one books, but when he talked about the crushing, and you know, you don't get the oil, the olive, you got the, it crushes. There is a crushing, and the crushing isn't to hurt you. It is to strengthen and get the best out of you, get the oil out of you. So you're developing that faith muscle. So, you know, I always bring it back, Jason, to the fact that if you're not working out your faith muscle in the gym of life, you're going to have some problems. Just like if you're not working out your physical muscles, because my muscles is a little weak because I haven't been working. But as soon as you start working out, you feel it. You feel it, and there's a burn. And I remember when I was a little bit more diligent, I'm getting back, y'all, pray for me, but a little more diligent, there's a burn. And if you quit in the burn, you don't get that muscle help that you really need. You have to push past the burn, and it don't feel good. But when you push past the burn, you show yourself that, wait, I did that. I could do that. I went to work out at the Life Something gym with Bishop Ebony Kirkland the other day, another mentor figure in this community. And she is a lot older than me, and she at the gym every day, Jason.
Wow.
She makes time. She gets up early. She either comes in the morning. She said, come meet me. And we were actually doing business at the gym. We were talking about certain things, but she took me to this spin class. And I've never gone on those little put your foot in those pedals and doing it. Mm-hmm. So the instructor was like, just go at your pace. I said, honey, my pace is about to sit out again. My pace is watching y'all at the door. How about that? But I did do a little bit and get up and ride. And it felt good, right? Because your body remembers. You have muscle memory. So if you've ever done any exercising, if you've ever worked out. As soon as you start again, the body's like, oh, yeah, 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 remember that. Come on, let's do that again. Run that beat back. Because it feels good. It gets your adrenaline going, your blood pumping. And it's not about being a size two. It's about being a size healthy and eating things and doing things to honor your temple. But I mentioned that exercising your faith muscle in the gym of life, there'll be some times when your rep of faith, it's like, whoo, can I get past this situation? Because anxiety is trying to come in and torment from the enemy is trying to come into your mind because he's trying to play up in here. That's where he's trying to attack. And you got to keep pushing. No, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Greater is he that's within me than he that's within the world. So then those reps keep coming. It's the word of God. It keeps coming. It keeps coming. And it's strengthening you. And your spirit gets strengthened. So no matter what's happening around you, you know what's happening in you. And that is what I'm most excited about here in our community, that as we share our stories, as we, you know, continue to press, push, and pray our way through, we can give God glory, we can give him honor, we can give him praise through our testimony. So let's keep it going. Go ahead, bro.
What can help with even the burning after the workout? Grounding.
Back to the grounding. He trying to do this while we live. He been challenging me to ground. And grounding means putting your feet in the ground, in the dirt, in the grass. I don't know about the grounding. I'm going to get there, Jesus. I'll be delivered this week and I'll report back on my grounding situation. But after the workout, the physical workout, putting your feet in the ground grounds you. And that makes me think about after the spiritual workout of working out your faith muscle, you put your feet in the word of God, right? So that's the grounding that is going to, oh, that was a good analogy. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Give it to me, Jesus. Give it to me. But you ground yourself in the word of God as you're pressing through, right? As you're pushing past the distractions, as you're praising your way after you've said the prayer. Because sometimes after you prayed, all you can do is praise. Praise with an expectancy. That's what breaks the chains. But Clubhouse, Auntie Dr. Rise, how you doing? And if you're in Clubhouse and you want to come up and just celebrate this 8th annual Faithpreneur Weekend, you can join us for a little bit. We'll be here maybe another 20 or so minutes. And then, of course, tune in tomorrow, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. on iriejamradio.com or 97.1 FM HD3 for the Faithpreneur Sunday Joy Show as we close it out. I'm excited. My goddaughter is a part of the production team now and working on some video. Yeah, it's all coming together. We are launching out here. I'm not waiting for something to happen. I am thanking God for it being done. And I'm walking in the broadcast authority that he has given me as his multimedia ambassador. So with that, Dr. Smile, are you able to greet us and Uncle Vinny?
Yes, yes, yes. You're loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. Happy anniversary. I was so sad, and my honey said, baby, I'm so sorry. We were at the VA, so I wasn't able to schedule, but I remember my first Thursday gala dinner where we were having a good time. And my most fondest memory, I have two, was Winnie Birch, and to have been a recipient in 2020. And then also, Jason, since Dr. Stacy is talking about workout, y'all remember we were supposed to be doing planks and we were at the conference.
Okay, you in the spirit of remembrance, when we did that live, there's actual video footage of me getting down on the ground doing planks at the New York Marriott Marquis.
Yes, but that is just an awesome thing. I'm not with Uncle Vinny. I had to do a second mammogram, and you know, thank God for whatever the result God will give those results. But I want to say this, Dr. Stacy, and then I'll give you my scripture, that this is more than just another gathering. It's a prophetic activation, and we know that those of us who have been with you since the beginning, we know the different little roller coaster rides that try to distract us, but everything prevailed great each and every time, and that where this is a place where entrepreneurs and visionaries and kingdom builders align with heaven's blueprint. You know, I just want to say that we declare that this weekend, as of a time of total activation and realignment, which you always are teaching us, and you know how I say press, push, pray, and praise with a Z, y'all. Our highest strategy, lifting God above business and burdens and barriers, and knowing praise unlocks provision and destiny. I was reading in Judges about Gideon, and you know, they didn't like have the tools. They were doing praise, you know, and went from, I think it was 32,000 men down to 22,000, then end up at 300. And as he continues to work with you, as he continues to develop you and grow you, I'm just so thankful that you have been a part of my life and continue to do the great things. And Jason, I remember Jason, Carmen, and I, we were already professing the next year and the next year. So Jason, by year five for Grace, she called it out and beat us out. So, you know, it's so many, so many fond memories. And today I would like to say, 2 Corinthians 5:17, which is ringing in my heart for the eighth season. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has passed away, and see, the new has come. So what more for the perfect of newness, new beginnings, new strategies, new favor, new covenant opportunities that you continue to reign, my sister. You continue to press, push, pray, and praise. And guess what, y'all? However God does it, she gets a call in here and there when he drops any of us in her heart. So, Doc, you are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. And I just want to say, happy anniversary. Love you. Yield the mic.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate you. And we thank God for a good report in advance as you were there. Give Uncle Vinny our love as well. And I look forward to the opportunity to celebrate with you all in person for sure. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And be safe out there as you move about. And yeah, you brought back all the memories on the journey. It has been quite the journey from 2014, launching Destiny Designers University, and then launching the Faithpreneur Weekend Experience 4 years later after doing the book launch and the legacy dinner. I mean, look what God has done. Oh, my goodness. All the way. Yes, yes, yes. And I think I see Charlene in Clubhouse and haven't forgotten about you. Just a lot going on and looking forward to seeing that opportunity unfold as well. Charlene, go ahead and unmute your mic. Tell everybody where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for, and your scripture, and what is meant to you to be a part of this community.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for your persistence, my fellow co-laborers. It is such a true privilege and honor to be able to even be in the house. The fact that there is still a house standing... I want to encourage you guys to keep going, keep going. You know, one of the things I think that I appreciate about your persistence is that I learned so much from the genuine testimonies that continue to happen and flow over and over and over again. So I do appreciate being a new family member on this block, but I really, really, really appreciate your persistence. I am tapping in from Boston, Massachusetts this morning. So good morning, everyone. Good morning. My psalm this morning, my scripture is Psalm 92, 1 through 4. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindnesses in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. And, you know, one of the encouragement, I mean, I opened with you guys being faithful, but, oh, don't quit. Whatever it is you're doing, don't quit. Don't quit, because God will reward your faithfulness. And you don't know how your testimony is going to change people's lives. You don't know how your practice with whatever it is that you're doing is going to change people's lives. You don't know when it's going to happen. All we know is that it's going to be for such a time as this. And so I, you know, it's one thing to do whatever it is that you do and not see the results, because a lot of times that happens. But it's another thing to do whatever it is that you do and to see people change and their lives transition, and to know that you were, your obedience was a divine pivot point for them. And, you know, it just makes you happy to see that you can do the work of the Lord, and that is real. That is not all in your head, right? And that exactly. The Lord means exactly what he says, and that when he tells you to go to a place or call a person or, you know, speak a word of encouragement, you don't know the pivot point that God is giving to you. And so my encouragement is, you know, a lot of times we don't necessarily get to see what it is that we are laboring in the vineyard. We cast the seeds, but you don't know where they're going to grow, which ground Amen. That they're going to grow. But that's not the point. The point is to do the work. And so very encouraged today to be a part of living testimonies that are continuing to happen, and being able to see people transition into peace. It's just, I mean, I don't know what else to say other than praise the Lord. Passing the mic.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I think that's time for a praise break. Hey. It's time to give God some praise, because we are faithful noise. You said it, Charlene. Woo! That's right. We are faithpreneurs, walking by faith and not by sight. I tell you, I love our jingle. Oh, thank you, Sister Tanika, one more time for making sure that you had that produced by Wilkie. It is just, it's a classic. We're remembering this. We're a part of the new that is coming out in this season. You can say, I was there when. I remember when they talked about it. I remember when she came into the Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call, and she committed to getting it done, and she followed through, and I pray that God continues to exponentially bless her for the seed that she has poured into our community, creating this space to add to the show. And look, the jingle came before we were able to start leveraging the Faithpreneur TV network shows that we were building. We've had Look, I have more content than the Lord allows, from COVID, from what we were producing. How many shows a week, Jason? I did on Mondays, the Dream Do Done. We're bringing back a version of that because we had multiple years of Dream Do Done. On Tuesdays, I did From the Ground Up. That was with Queen Strategy, our business partners. And then Wednesday, we did Speaking Legally. And then we did Thursday Faith Bites on Instagram with Rebecca. And I think Friday was the only day I came up for air because then we had the prayer call on Saturday. So we were doing the work. We've been taking action consistently. And that's what I pray somebody hears today. Don't despise small beginnings and be consistent. That's one of the formulas that I teach in Destiny Designers University. Consistent action plus extended period of time equals maximum results. And if you continue to do what God has called you to do, you continue to seek his face, he will continue to reveal to you the truth of his word, what it is that he has promised in your life. And as I pick up my Commanding Your Morning by Dr. Sydney Trim, one of my dear friends and mentors, it is, I just marvel at how God works. She sent me a note the other day and I was just reading the prayer and just declaring it. And it's that you can almost see when something is shifting and changing in your spirit's ability to understand the truth and the authority that God has given you. And that's what we're developing here in Destiny Designers University. As faithpreneurs, we're faith-based entrepreneurs. So yes, the level of teaching and understanding of all the things you need to do as an entrepreneur, you can half Google that, right? And we work with the Workshop and Business Opportunities as a partner to give some of those mechanics and the behind the scenes back office work. But a faithpreneur has to learn how to build their relationship with God, to go deeper in who he has called you to be so that he can reveal those secret places of what he has in store for you, how your gifts, skills, and talents are going to show up in the marketplace, how you get paid for what you do, right? Because everybody has a gift, skill, and talent, product, service that needs to hit the marketplace to solve problems, and you get paid for doing that. Money isn't everything. But show is right up there with air. No, yeah, from hanging out with Les. But the word tells us is the root of money. That's what the evil is, right? That love of money. Like if that's your God, then that's where the evil goes. But the word also tells us that money answers all things. So you need resources. You need the ability to be able to help other people, to serve other people, to be philanthropic. But you can't get to philanthropic if you haven't received and had your gift, skills, and talents multiplied. So I'm going to read an excerpt and then we're going to go to Darren and then we're going to start winding down for today's celebration. More to come. I can't wait till you see all the footage and everything that we have put together for the Faithpreneur TV Network. It's on and popping in the Holy Ghost. Even when we did the Big Business Friday yesterday, it's outdoors because IREGM has invested in giving local entrepreneurs advertising and giving them some opportunity to share what they're doing on Fridays in the month of August. The month of August is also Black Business Month. So we partnered as Faithpreneur Weekend to amplify and to go out there. So I had them playing some gospel music in the middle of playing reggae sets. And I ended up bumping into people that I knew that came on. I pulled them on air, principal from Holy Cross High School, Dr. Wiedens Blanchard, and he was talking about being a Haitian American, coming here, going to school, and you know, the same school he went to high school, now he's the principal. You know, full circle moments, right? And he went through a brain surgery, I think it was an aneurysm and something else that happened, and recovered from that. So similar to you, and look where full circle he is now. Nothing but testimony. So there were some people passing by. They didn't know what was going on. And we were playing Big God. And they were like, wait, I like that. So you never know how you'll be able to witness to others. But I couldn't get ready. I had to be ready. When the call came about the opportunity to broadcast, I'm like, well, absolutely, right? Because this is what we've been doing. So Faithpreneur TV gets to have this space on a network who is not just radio. It is streaming everywhere. And we have some behind the scenes partnerships that we're working on to amplify all of us together because it's all about collaboration. Jason, you and I know about the other TV opportunities. We get one and the things that we're doing to make sure that we cover the globe with giving voice and volume to God's people. And for this call that you're hearing, the behind the scenes of those on Facebook, but everyone in Clubhouse, those who listen on the conference call line, we created a podcast from this. So there's a replay, a live replay as a podcast that is distributed all over the world. We got called that we were on a list that we didn't even know existed for top podcasts. I'm like, wait, what? What, like, who, what? And then it's being downloaded in countries where English is not the first language. But people need to hear the witness of Christ. People don't have religious freedoms all across the world. So you never know how your testimony is helping somebody else be able to stand on God's promises. So all I know is God is good. I'm going to read this and then we'll get the, oh, everybody started running up on stage when I said we about to close down. You see what happened? But we're going to get through it real quick because I do need to transition this morning. But this is a whole weekend celebration. As we were talking, I should have never like opened up my email because I was trying to click on something for the broadcast. And I was like, oh, I rebuke you, devil, because there was a piece of aggravation sitting right there. I was like, oh, not today. Not today, Satan. Not today. So I'm going to read this. What's your prayer lifestyle? Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Colossians 4:2. That's the ESV version. I don't want to put a guilt trip on you about how much time you spend in prayer. The fact that some people pray in concentrated, focused seclusion for hours a day doesn't mean God will lead every Christian to do that. The Bible doesn't give specific guidelines for how long and how often we should pray for a reason. And that is because we are to be led by the Spirit of God in prayer, as in everything else in life. There may be times when you pray for hours in a day and other times where you simply say short prayers throughout the day. On some days, prayer will feel like mining through rock, and other days it'll be joy inexpressible and full of glory. 1 Peter 1:8. The point is we need to be dedicated to prayer. Father, I declare progress in my prayer life. The bondage of guilt over past mistakes will not keep me from learning more of you in prayer today. As I commune with you, reveal more of yourself to me today and cause divine winds of the Holy Spirit to blow. Dismantle any evil powers working to frustrate my day. Amen. And take your rightful place as the top priority in my life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, look at that. Look at the alignment. And even what we were talking about, I didn't even know what was in this excerpt for today. Pray without ceasing. Isn't that what the words say? And prayer is an ongoing conversation. So there might be times, like she said, where you're travailing, you're before the throne, and it's you going in. And then moments that, thank you, Jesus, you can just be walking, driving, watching something, and just worshiping God. It is a constant conversation. So,
that's right.
Darren is here, Tanika is here, Raquel is here, and somebody you know real well, our sister Katie. So we're going to let them share, and then we're going to start winding down this Faithpreneur Weekend experience. The 8th annual, oh my goodness, is coming to you, produced. Ooh, I can't wait till all the pieces come together for the Faithpreneur TV network. So thank everyone who has sowed a seed. If you visit faithpreneur.me, for those of you in Clubhouse, I don't know if the link is up that you can visit, and those who want to donate and sow a seed, we need resources to keep going and period. Right. So this is the critical time where we're doing it. And, you know, this is year 8. So I think there is a blessing in 80, 18, anything with 8, new beginnings, new miracle signs and wonders. Make sure you take an opportunity to go and visit and sow your seed. I know I've sown for years. So I'm calling in all the seeds that I've sown. I'm calling every last one of them in for this time. So I'm excited about what we are able to do and how we're able to support one another. And once again, when you go there, you'll also see the link for the Faithpreneur Sunday Joy Show if you want to join us tomorrow to hear how we close out the weekend and some of the special guests that we will have. But my brother Darren, welcome to our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. Tell them where you're calling from, what you're grateful for, and your scripture today.
Great morning. Can y'all hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Okay. Yeah. Great morning, family. This is Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. I'm grateful for life, God in my life, my family, our friends, my colleagues, associates, my extended families, especially this one. I have a roof over my head, clothes on my back, little something in the kitchen. Good health and strength. Peace of mind. I mean, well, just peace, period. I'm just mind, but peace everywhere. And Dr. Stacy, you know, like you said a couple of weeks ago, we've been rocking together for a minute, so I would be remiss if I didn't come up here and say a little something.
Absolutely.
That, you know, it's been a journey. I can't believe it's been 8 years, but with no faithpreneur, you know, we can experience. Now, I haven't been there in person. I think you know why.
Yeah.
Because it's around the time that, you know, school starts. And while I'm on that subject, even my birthday has been 3 weeks almost, but you know, I'm kind of slowing down with the celebration. Actually, I have slowed down with the celebration because we in the month of August, but that's okay because I'm grateful to have another turnaround around the sun. So I'm definitely grateful for that because otherwise we wouldn't even be talking right now. And let me get my scripture. John 16:33. I always read, King James Version. These things I have spoken unto you that in me ye might have peace, but in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And again, I always say, but everything's going on nowadays, we need more peace than anything else. But that's it. I'm gonna leave, with a quote, cause, that I say, we go back, with Les Brown, and remember, Dwight Pleasure, Dan Smith, Andy Enriquez. That I say, we go back for a minute. See, I remember all this stuff, and with everything, Jason Carmen, Dr. Ross, I'm so proud of you with everything that's been going on. And we said a few minutes ago about that the video, there was no end. I'm at home, I'm like, what you mean I had no end? I'm sitting there like, are you serious? But he's in control of everything. People, I'm not saying that, a lot of people don't realize that, things happen for a reason. Sometimes we may not understand it, like you say, what's really going on here? But I mean, he's in control of everything, so we just have to keep that in mind. Everything just, just flow. And I know I'm going to get off because we got other people, but I'm so proud. Everything has been going on the last 8 years. I remember when we wasn't even on Clubhouse. I mean, that's how far we go back. But anyway, so I can wrap this up. So this applies, for faith, the faith for the weekend, for everything pretty much, and everybody on this call. This is one of my favorite quotes from Zig Ziglar. You don't have to be you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great.
You are bringing me my own life lesson too. Absolutely. You have to realize that these words have power, right? It's not about being perfect, right? But you have to start. Like, if you don't start, you can't perfect anything. And that is what we have demonstrated through this process. So thrilled that we have this opportunity to just document it, because you bringing back the days where I hosted for years the Les Brown Motivational Monday Night Call. And we used to say you were double dipping. You would come on that call and then you would come on the prayer call, and you've been here and you've been growing and developing your faith. You've been growing and developing the ministry that you do with your men's fellowship. And that's what we want to see, the consistent growth, the consistent action that we can celebrate. So congratulations to you, my dear brother, for just being you and being a blessing in the community. We so appreciate you. And like I had to explain to people who made an assumption that what I was building was just for women, I said, no, we're faith-based, not gender-based. I said, we started out like 90% women, 10% men, and then it kept growing and growing. And I think we're closer to 80-20 than, I don't know. 70-30.
I was going to say 70-30.
70-30. All right. It's 70-30, and it continues to grow. Maybe 60-40. So we are here walking by faith and not by sight. Thank you, my brother, for joining in the celebration and being in the crowd of witnesses of what God has done. And now we're going to love you. And now we're going to turn it over to Sister Tanika. This is the voice of one of the testimonies you will hear on the finished show for the Faith Fedor Weekend taping. And that taping is an opportunity for us to just celebrate and document where we are in year 8. But she's the one who gifted this community the Faithpreneur jingle. Ow, Sister Tanika. It is fire indeed. Go ahead and tell everybody where you are calling in from and what you are grateful for.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I am calling from Suffolk, Virginia, but I'll say Hampton Roads, the 757. I am grateful for life, health, strength, grateful for another opportunity to be in the clubhouse, House of the Lord, Faithpreneur Room. I'm just grateful for this week. We have been in Holy Convocation. I have danced my little heart happy. I'm just exhausted physically, but I thank God for the activities of my limb that I'm still able to praise him in the dance and work with the young people that I work with. And I'm grateful for you, Dr. Stacey, grateful for Faithpreneur, all the moderators, everybody in the room. And Auntie Ross sent me the invite. And so I dare not ignore my Auntie Ross. and so my scripture for today is 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. May the Lord add a blessing. The word is already blessed. And of course, I just want to thank you again for the opportunity for me to give my testimony and to share. As you were playing the song, I started seeing a little dance. I'm like, all these little dances going viral. I'm like, okay, let me put my two step with it. Like, duh, 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 duh. Yep.
Let's go. Get it.
So yes. So, but again, I just wanted to just congratulate you on 8 years for Faithpreneur, Destiny Designers, your ministry, everything. I'm just grateful for the opportunity to give my testimony. And, you know, I went through another challenge this week. And again, we walk by faith and not by sight. I have court next Wednesday at 10 o'clock. I'm already covering it with, you know, the Lord. He knows my heart and the things that are, he already sees it, what's going on and what I have to go through. So I just thank God for the testing trials are the trying of our faith. Woo! So again, I'm just going to table it right there, God. He knows my heart and knows already what I'm going through. So I just give it to him and I yield my mic. And I love you.
Love you more. And we stand in faith with you for victory, for mercy, for grace, that it'll all collide together to give you yet another testimony. So we just bless God for you, my sister. And thank you again. And we have our anointed soloist, one of the first people that I'm going to cut on the Faithpreneur label. Bam, bam, Sister Raquel, tell everybody where you tapping in from, what you're grateful for, and your scripture for today.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Dr. Stacey, Brother Carmen, Dr. Smile, thank you for inviting me up. Everyone in the room, God bless you all. Happy Saturday. I am calling in from Atlanta, Georgia, where it's actually not so hot this morning. I think it's coming, though. And I'm so grateful for so many things. In spite of what I see, I know the truth of the matter and not just the facts. Mm. And I stand on that every single day. And my scripture today is from Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And so in spite of the things that look like they may be happening to us, we can pivot and posture differently, stating that things are happening for us, since we know that all things work together for the good. And so that's where I am today. And there is not a song in my spirit at the moment, but if there is one, I'll come back. So God bless you all. I love you.
I'll love you more. And thank you just for sharing the gift and the anointing of your voice and what God is doing and using through you as you minister through song. Such a blessing to the community. So we are grateful for you. And hey there, First Lady Franklin. I hope all is well. Thank you for stopping by and being a part of our fellowship this morning. So I want to go ahead and welcome our sister Katie. Katie is not only the biological sister of the Jason Hodge, but she my sister too. And she also provides us the five financial tips on our Faithpreneur Sunday Joy show. So it's so much fun having her do that. Of course, produced by the Jason Hodge. So you can tune in to hear those financial tips that she is given. And she was a part of the taping as well. So you'll be able to see her interview. But the Katie Hodge, go ahead and tell everybody where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for, and your scripture for today.
Good morning. I hope everybody can hear me. I am out. I wish you could see what I'm seeing because you would be grateful for this. I'm in the water, well, at the water, Rest in Place, Washington, but I'm hailing from Tacoma, Washington. And I am grateful for the Faithpreneur community. Being the eighth year, congratulations. It means new beginnings, new creation, just resurrection. And so I just think about where my family would be if we were not involved with this wonderful community. It's changed our life. We instituted a prayer time for our family early in the morning that we have had to fight for consistency in, but you see, when you start to see the fruit, and I think it was Sister Charlene that said, when you start to see the fruit of your consistency, that just gives you the continued faith to keep going and to keep moving, and knowing that the seeds that are planted are going to come up somewhere, and you just know that God has got them. So my scripture that I love, there's so many scriptures you can pick. I love Jeremiah 29:11 because it starts everything out. But I also remember when I first started my walk again with the Lord, because you might start later on, but you get derailed in life. But when God brings you back full circle for you to truly make your commitment, truly surrender, there was a scripture that talked about how you're crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I that live, but God that lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live in faith in the one who loved me and gave his life for me. That started to be kind of the start of it. The faith journey, the walk, is so much more than we know. But what I've been resonating with as of late is Habakkuk 2:2. And when God says, write my answer plainly on tablets so that a runner can carry the correct message to others. And this vision is for a future time. It describes the end, and it will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. And that's the New Living Translation. And so what I'm finding is that it's important not only for us to keep going, but it's for us to continue to write and expound so that it can get plainer and plainer and plainer, so that when that time comes to actually run with that vision, it's crystal clear for the people that are looking at it and the people that God has brought in your life to help you carry that mission. So I'm so excited to be on this journey with you, Dr. Stacy, as this vision for Faithpreneur TV is being revealed and being played out. There's so many different things that have just come in to make, us say, praise God. That's awesome. And I'll tell you, Tanika, every single time I hear this song, I have to stop and dance. So you're right on it. I love it. I see the same thing. Woo! Oh, yes. Yes. We are. It speaks to me every single time I hear it. It does not get old. It's classic. That tells me it's God. It's timeless. And I'm so excited. So God bless you guys. I'm excited to continue on for the new beginnings, year 8. Love you.
Amen.
And I yield my mic.
Love you too. Love you too. I hope that all is well and that you are enjoying just being outdoors, like you said, and being in the space and place where you can see we stand underneath an open heaven. So that is the beauty in what we're able to do and how we're able to just be a witness as we journey through. So thank you for being a blessing. Just so grateful that the Hodge family is family. It's family, period. When we do all of our, you know, looking back and checking the family tree, I'm telling you, somebody hanging out on somewhere, because we are entrenched together watching our children grow up, watching God manifest his promises over our lives. What a joy. I'm just so grateful and thank God. And we're about to close it out with my Taji Poo. This is Taj. I'll let her tell you where she is tapping in from, what she's grateful for in her scripture. But I just thank God for her journey and growth. She's been with me literally from the beginning of Destiny Designers University launching and all the things. She was part of the first graduation. We did a graduation at the Waldorf Astoria, right, Jason? And just seeing all that. But you got to listen to the whole production when she shares her testimony on the taping that we did. But she's here just to give her testimony for this morning. Taji Poo, over to you.
Yes, good morning. Can y'all hear me okay?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Well, happy Faithpreneur Weekend. This is one of the most exciting weekends for me for the last 8 years. So, you know, hats off to you again, Dr. Stacy, for just being able to continuously evolve what Faithpreneur Weekend is, and also reminding us the importance of honoring those who pour into us and those who help us with, you know, seeing the best versions of ourselves. Everything comes full circle. And I'm actually calling in from Chicago this morning. I've done some traveling in the last couple of days. So I wasn't sure if I'll be able to log in, but I was like, I got to get, you know, just get up and say a couple of things. I know we don't have that much time, so I will keep this as succinct as possible. I am from Jersey, though, Newark, New Jersey. I have to always give love to with my roots, you know, like I just love Newark, and I'm always just going to be a proponent of helping to contribute to where I come from, no matter how challenging it may be. So I'm grateful for God, just for holding on to me. And with that, just all the people of God who hold on to me and hold space for me as I grow, right? And because I think that's so important. That's one of the things that I mentioned in my testimony for the Faithpreneur Weekend taping. It's like, you know, it's one thing to be on this journey, but it's another thing to realize when you have to take a hard stop and really focus on what you're letting go of, what you're dealing with currently, and then also preparing for what's coming. And that's I don't even really have words, but you know, in the last couple of times when I did speak, I talked about being still, and that stillness sometimes it just comes with so many things, and so I'm grateful for this space for everyone who goes through the things and that's also able to, you know, overcome it. And we see it, we hear it in real time. And so I found a scripture that shares a little bit about what that means to me, and how, again, how it all comes, how I'm able to get through and get forward. So this one is Psalm 32:7. For you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of victory. And the songs of victory, yes, you know, we have these songs, but just again, listening to everyone's testimonies and how they're able to get through week after week, month after month, year over year. I love you guys, and I'm gonna land on that. Happy Faithpreneur Weekend.
Well, love you more, and there's nothing you can do about it. Just so proud of you. that you've been in a place of just resilience, right? When we think about Abraham and Sarah, I always go back to that as my first example, because I think it's the most dramatic example, or one of the most dramatic examples that you can read about in the Word. They were in their 90s. God promised them this child that was going to be the beginning of him being the father of all nations. He was in his 90s. Like, I know what decade I'm in, and I can't even think about having no baby in my 90s. But the promise, he kept the promise, and they held on even when it looked like it wasn't going to happen. And of course, we know what happened when Sarah was like, okay, I think I got another idea because God's not working fast enough. And then we saw what happened there. So if we take anything from the lesson, moral to the story is wait on God. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Just wait on him. Just as you're going through the development stages, even the parts that don't feel good, look good, it all works together for your good. So be encouraged no matter where you are on the journey. Thank you all for being a part of today's broadcast. This is the behind the scenes of our Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. We've been having this call for, that's over 15 years that we've been on this line. It came out of the FraserNet Power Networking Conference, where I was seeing everyone's reaction to all of the experts and the individuals and celebrities and people not knowing what to do. And I said, well, let's just get together and have sunrise prayer in the morning. And that one act of obedience, because when they called me when I got back home saying, what time is prayer? I'm like, what you talking about? Conference is over. They were like, no, we got to continue. And it wasn't 100 people. It was a few people who wanted to continue to fellowship, and those few people continued to grow, and we continued to be in the space together. I never publicized it on social media. We just had an email that went out giving everybody the conference call number, and they used to log in, and sometimes it would be a full house. Sometimes it might be me and the chickens on the line giving God praise, but I kept going. I kept opening up, and then I said, well, let me share it on social media, since I was getting to kind of figure out navigate what Facebook was all about. And then I started sharing it, and then more people started coming, and the community started growing. And then the next thing you know, COVID hit, and then we pivoted from years of doing the conference call line to adding Clubhouse so that people could stay connected. And then we were like, okay, well, I guess we could make it a podcast too, so that if people miss the call, they can go back and listen. That call was the real setup to what you see with Faithpreneur Weekend, with what you see with everything that God is doing, was being faithful to the yes of holding space every Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for us to gather, has yielded everything that you see manifesting now. When you say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and your way, you just have to leave yourself open and available to how he moves and how he strengthens you and prepares you for what's ahead. So all these years that have come together in this moment that we are truly launching. And let me just say, we launched Destiny Designs University as a TV show. That's really what it was. It was all day long, 12 hours, and we're coming full circle with everything that we have done to produce this Faithpreneur TV network. So, my brother, with that, we are going to head on out of here with the jingle one more time, because we are Faithpreneurs walking by faith and not by sight. I'm going to pray us out. Jay, anything you want to remind us before we close?
You know what? Check the resource page out. Check it out more frequently as we move through this launch phase. There will be updates. So just keep on checking it every day. Check it, share it out, and walk in faith.
And walk in faith. Yeah. Woo! And I love you, my brother. Thank you for always having my back, for being there in the trenches, sacrificing sleep, willing to do anything. What was that Superman theme?
A few weeks.
Yeah, look, scale buildings, fly over, like doing it all. And I know God is going to bless you for your faithfulness and for the way you show up, the way Carmen Wealthpreneur has continued to cover the way Auntie Roz, Dr. Smile, you know, everybody, for putting their hands to the plow to do the work, to make sure that we keep this space open and available. When I'm traveling, when I'm on stage, when I'm doing all these things, you all make sure that the community is here and everyone can participate. And it means so much. I met a pastor from Pakistan who I also connected with. They want me to come out there. And it's just so many different things going on that God is doing and moving. And just let's stay obedient to his promise. So, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for this 8th annual Faithpreneur Weekend experience that you are cultivating, and not just showing what we have done, but what we are doing and how we are moving forward. There's something new that is springing forth from this 8th year of new beginnings, new opportunities, new signs, new miracle signs and wonders. That's our Ephesians 3:20 moment, above anything we could ever imagine, think, or desire. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you for everyone who has played a part over these 8 years of development. Thank you for everyone who has sowed a seed. May you multiply it back to them. Thank you, Lord, for everyone who has stood in the gap and prayed and interceded on our behalf. We thank you for those who have prayer requests before your throne, Lord. We know that you're never too busy not to answer. And before we could talk, you are already there. Before we could ask, it's already done. So we thank you, Lord, for victory. Thank you for the revelation in your word. Thank you that we're not just hearers, but doers. Let us continue to take action, because it's impossible to please you without faith, and faith without works is dead. So let us continue to live through what you have given us to do, so we can be a witness to others, that they can see the fruit of the Spirit in us and be encouraged and develop their own relationship with you on their own. So we just glorify you. We just magnify your holy and righteous name. We just bless you for all you continue to do. And we just ask you, Lord, to continue to order our steps, because in all our ways, we will continue to acknowledge you. And we just bless you, because you are our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? And we just bless you, because we can do all things through you, Christ, who strengthens us. And for with you, Lord, nothing shall be impossible. So every prayer that has been prayed publicly, everyone that has been uttered quietly, do not hesitate to grant unto us what is in your will for our lives. And we will never, ever hesitate to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Be with all of the families in need. Be with those who are bereaved. Be with those who need healing. Be with the children. Be with relationships. Everything. We just put it at the cross, and we say, meet every need. Do it, Lord. Do it for those who don't believe you're real. Let us show the manifested glory in all things that we do, in the matchless and the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right. We are Faithpreneurs. We rocking out, family. Thank you for being here. God bless you. Have an amazing week. Stay connected with us, because we got a whole lot about to drop, because it's going down.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off, and I hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now. We